السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Al-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to start with the recitation of today's lesson. Alhamdulillah, we are going to start the beginning of Surah An-Nisa. So inshallah, the lesson is going to be from ayah number 1 and also ayah number 2. And inshallah, we're just going to start with the beginning of the surah. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 1 and ayah number 2 of Surah An-Nisa. Now inshallah, let's move on to the theory. And alhamdulillah, we are going to continue the topic of makhraj. Today inshallah, we are going to do the tip of the tongue. And from the tip of the tongue, we have three letters that all have very similar makhraj. They do sound very similar. So we do need to make sure that we are distinguishing between these three letters. In the Arabic alphabet, it is very important that each of the letters has its own individual sound. And when I say any of the letters, you should be able to identify which letter it is. So we don't want to mix up any of the letters or have any of the letters sound very similar so that one can't even distinguish which letter it is. So this is something that is very important when it comes to the recitation of the Quran. And inshallah, that is what we are going to cover today as well. That despite some of these letters having you know, similar or very same makhraj, it does need to sound different as well. So today, inshallah, the makhraj that we're doing, the tip of the tongue, we have three letters that come from this area. We have the letter da, and we have the letter dal, and we have the letter ta. Now these are three completely different letters and they all have different sounds. This is very, very important, especially because in some languages we don't have a distinguish between these letters. So for example, in Urdu, a lot of the times when we're speaking in Urdu, you don't really hear any of these letters differently. They all sound the same. So like this in other languages as well, we don't have too much of a distinguishment between these letters. But for the Arabic alphabet, and especially when we are reciting the Quran, it is important that for each of these letters, they do have their own unique sound. So let's look at the makhraj and then inshallah we'll go to the pronunciation of these letters. So the makhraj of these three letters is the top of the tip of the tongue. So now we're looking at the tip of the tongue and then we're going to go to the top side of that. And this is going to touch the gum line of the upper two teeth. So this is the makhraj. We have the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. And then we have the letter ta, We have the letter dal and we have the letter ta. The difference between these is going to be the amount of pressure that is being applied. And then also it is going to be the exact spot on this upper gum line area which you are going to touch. So inshallah, let's look at these letters. Number one, we have the letter ta. Now ta is a little bit easier than the other two. Why? Because naturally it is going to be heavy. Because of this heaviness, ta already has its own distinction. That of these three letters, ta is the only one that is heavy, so it already has a little bit of a different sound. To make this letter heavy, we're just going to raise the back of the tongue, and then this is going to give that ta that heaviness. Now, for the letter ta, it is important that we make it sound like a T. So the ta has undertones of the letter T. We're not going to have any of that D sound within this ta. So we're not going to say ta. So now this is again turning into a la, there's a little bit of that D sound. So we don't want any of that D sound. We're going to stick to T and just make that sound a little bit heavier. And this is going to be the letter ta. So we have ta, ti, tu. And then when we have sukun, al-ta. And ta is a letter of qalqala. It is kutub jad, meaning that when you are stopping on this letter, it is going to have a little bit of that bouncing sound. So this is going to be to make sure that you can actually hear the heaviness of this letter and that you can hear exactly what letter it is, even when we're stopping on this letter with a sukun. So ta is going to be one of the letters of qalqala, meaning it has that bouncing sound when it has sukun. So let's one more time go over. We have fatha ta, tui, tu. So this is the letter ta, comes from the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. Also, the back of the tongue is raised again because it is heavy. So this is the letter ta. Then we have the letter ta. Now, ta is a very light sound. But one thing when it comes to the letter ta that we have to be careful about is the makhraj here is the gum line of the upper two teeth. So it does not mention that the makhraj is involving the teeth. So when you say the letter ta, you should not be touching your teeth at all. The tongue is not going to come in contact with the teeth. The reason why this is important is that many times people will say the letter ta and they will use the teeth. And this is going to give it a very, very light sound. Lighter than we actually want this letter to sound. So for example, I'll say the letter ta. Now my tongue is touching the gum line, ta. But if I use my teeth, it is going to sound like ta. Da. Now this is very light. Da and da. Now you can hear that difference in one of them. The sound is way too light. So we do want it light. That is a light letter, but we don't want it this light. Also, when we say with a sukun, so we have da, di, tu, at. So now here I am using the gum line. Sometimes what people do is that they'll use the teeth and then it will sound very light. At, at. Now you can hear that sound of the teeth is actually changing the sound of this letter. So this is something that we have to be cautious of. Make sure that you are not using the teeth when it comes to this letter. So that is a little bit different than ta because that is light and ta is heavy. But again, you are having that similar sound of the letter T. Now the last letter that comes from this makhraj is the letter dal. Now for the letter dal, it does not sound like T. It actually has more of a D sound. And for the letter dal, we are also going to kind of firmly press against the roof of the mouth. And this is going to give the sound of the letter dal. So we'll just read this. Da, di, du. And then when we have with the sukun, ad. Now for the sukun, again, this is a letter of qalqala. It is part of kutub jad. Meaning when you have this letter, you are going to bounce on it just a little bit. And this is because it is qalqala letter, kutub jad. It is part of one of those five letters. So along with the letter ta, the letter dal is also going to have qalqala. Now let's go ahead and just read these letters. And we are going to go from each of the letters. We're going to do the letter with fatha, then the next letter with fatha, and then the next letter with fatha. So you'll see what I mean. We're going to say ta, ta, da. Now you hear that each of these letters has its own sound. Ti, ti, di. Each of these letters has its own sound. And then we have tu, tu, and du. And when it comes to the sukun, al-to, at, ad. So each of these letters has its own unique sound. The main problem that most people have with these letters is that they all sound the same. So we're going to try to avoid that. We are going to make sure that each of these letters has its own individual sound, and they don't sound too similar to the point where we can't even differentiate between these letters. Another thing that I'm just going to point out today, and then inshallah in the next class we'll come back to this, but we also have another set of letters that is very similar to this, and this is going to be the letters tha, tha, and va. And again, with these letters, you have very similar problems that because they sound so similar, people do get them mixed up. So we want to, again, make sure that each of them have their own unique sounds and that it's not being mixed up with the other sounds. So for these letters, ta, dal, and ta, these are very firm. You're going to have firm pressure, and you're going to be using the gum line of the upper two teeth. So you're not involving the teeth at all. But for the letters tha, tha, and va, you are using the teeth. So this is another difference that you have between these letters. In the second one, you are going to be using your teeth. So if it has a dot on top, so for that, you see there's a dot. For va, there's a dot. For that, there's a dot. So for these letters, you are going to be using the teeth. But for the letters tha, dal, and ta, you are not using the teeth at all. It's only going to be the gum line. And because of this, the sound is a little bit more firm. And you're not going to have any of that lightness that comes with involving the teeth. So this is something to be cautious of. These letters, these six letters, are very similar. So inshallah, we do want to make sure that they all have their own unique sound and that they don't get mixed up with sounds that sound similar to it. So this is just something to be cautious of. As we are reading, inshallah, we're going to keep an eye out for that. And that if you feel you are mixing them up, then inshallah, try to go back to the makhraj of these letters and try to practice a little bit more to see the individual sounds of these letters. Just one more time, we're going to go over the letters and then we'll go back to the analysis of the verses. So we have the letter ta. Ta is heavy, back of the tongue is raised. Ta, ta is light. Again, none of the tongue is touching the teeth. So we're just going to use the gum line of the upper two teeth. Ta, ta. And then we have the letter da. So for da, it's going to be more of a D sound. We're not going to have any of that T. It's more of a D sound as it is in English. Then we have with kasra, ti, ti, and di. So again, all three of these sound different. Di, ti, ti. So you can hear and you can also guess which one I am saying because all of them do have their own individual sound. Then we have tu, tu, and du. So these are the three letters, tu, tu, and du. So all of them should sound different. At, at, and ad. So these are the three different sounds. Again, all of them do sound different. Important also to note that ta and dal also have qalqala, so there is going to be that bouncing sound when we have sukoon on these letters. So inshallah, we'll stop here for the theory. We'll come back to this later next week, and then inshallah, do keep in mind that the next set of letters, tha, tha, and va, are also quite difficult. So inshallah, we do want to make sure that all of these have their own sound and that they're not sounding the same as the other letters or the other makhraj. So inshallah, let's move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from Surah An-Nisa, the first ayah. Ya ayyuhan nas, and then right away here, we're starting with a four-count mad. So I see that sign of mad, that squiggly sign. This means that we're going to pull it for four counts. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum. Qaf is permanently heavy. Ra here in this case is going to be heavy. You can put an H underneath. Rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Kha is going to be heavy. Lam is light. And then qaf again is heavy. So make sure we're not making the lam heavy. It is not khalaqakum. Khalaqakum. So lam is going to be light. Min nafsin wahidatin, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wa khalaqa, kha again heavy, lam is light, qaf is heavy. Try not to make the lam too heavy. Min ha zawjaha, wa batha minhuma. So here when we have min ha and minhuma, noon is going to have tawassut, so we're just going to rest on this noon. We're not going to have any of that bouncing, and we're not going to go over it too fast. Rijalan, ra is going to be light. Kathiran, ra is going to be heavy. Wanisa'a, so again, I see that sign of mad, so I'm going to pull for four counts. And then here on the hamza, we have a Tanween. So when we have Fatha Tanween, we learn that this is going to be a two-count stop. So we're just going to pull this for two counts, and then we're going to drop the Tanween if we stop here. If we are not stopping, then you can continue with the Tanween, and you're just going to connect that to the Wow with Idgham, وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. But because I did stop here, I am going to make this two counts. وَنِسَاءً. So just pull that for two counts. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. قَافْ is going to be heavy. The name of Allah here is also heavy. The letter before it has Dhamma. So the name of Allah, the Lam here, is going to be heavy. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. تَسَاءَلُونَ. This is a four count med. Again, I see that sign of med. والأرحام. Ra is going to be heavy. Ra is also a letter of tawassud, so we're just going to rest on that ra for a little bit. And then ham here in the word al-arham, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, so make sure you do have a little bit of that warm air, and you do want to make sure that you have a little bit of constriction in the middle of the throat. And then in the next word, inna allaha, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. The letter before has fatha, so the lam is going to be heavy here. Kana alaykum raqiba, ra is going to be heavy in this case. Qaf is permanently heavy. And then here we are ending on a two count tanween. So this is known as mad al-iwad. So anytime we have a fatha tanween, we are going to stop on a two count mad. So when we see here that most of these ayahs in this surah are going to end with this, so inshallah we're going to try to get used to stopping here with that two count mad, and then just saying them with that two count mad at the end. So here, like, we have raqiba, just end on a two count mad. Again, this is known as mad al-iwad. Anytime you have fatha tanween, then you are going to stop on the two count mad. The only exception, as we learned, is going to be if you have ta marbuta. And then in that case, instead of reading it as two count mad, you're going to switch the ta marbuta into the sound of a ha. So for example, like we learned, if it says rahmatan and you're stopping, you're just going to say rahmah. So you're not going to say rahmata. So that is the one exception to the rule. Otherwise, anytime you have fathatain or two fathas, then you are going to stop on a two count mad, also known as mad al-iwad. So like I mentioned, almost every ayah in the surah ends with that two count mad. So inshallah, we are going to get a lot of practice with that as well. Now moving on to the second ayah, وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَى أَمْوَالَهُمْ. So in the word يَتَامَى, there is a four count med at the very end. I see that sign of med. So just go ahead and pull that for four counts. And then أَمْوَالَهُمْ, ميم is a letter of tawassut. So when we have sukun, we're just going to rest on that for a little bit. وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ. So خَا is going to be heavy. بِالطَّيِّبِ, طَا is going to be heavy. And then بَا is a letter of قَلْقَلَ. When we stop here on sukun, we are going to give it a little bit of bounce, not too much, just a little bit to distinguish this letter as a stop. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Here, تَأْكُلُوا, this is a four count med. أَمْوَالَهُمْ, again, ميم has توسط, just rest on that ميم for a little bit. إِلَى أَمْوَالِكُمْ. إِلَى, this is going to be a four count med. أَمْوَالِكُمْ, ميم is going to have, again, توسط, just rest on that. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا. So حُوبًا, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. You are going to have a little bit of constriction and a little bit of warm air because of this letter ha coming from the middle of the throat. Huban kabira, and then ra here at the end is going to be heavy. You can put an H underneath. And again, like I mentioned, because there is fatha tanween, we are going to end here on a two count med. This is known as mad al-iwad. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today. We were able to start Surah An-Nisa, and then we did ayah 1 and ayah number 2. So that is just going to be the lesson for this week, inshallah. Inshallah, I'll end here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.